Hello, you degenerates, one and all, welcome to Monster Mates.
Yes, welcome to Season 3, Episode 30 of Monster Mates. Spencer, please choose a number between 1 and 98.
I will pick number 57.
57 is a number you haven't chosen yet.
Cool.
All right. It is the Griffin Girl.
Ooh, so a big flying bird.
Yes.
Great.
Your favorite.
I love birds.
Your favorite.
I love rats with wings.
All right, so without getting into it, hold on, let me get the photo up. Oh, come on, please.
She's hot, though.
She is. All right, so without going into it, what is going to be your initial rating?
Three.
Oof. All right. I'm going to give this.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give this a six. I'll give my initial rating a six here.
Okay.
All right.
I'm gonna stay my opinion until we get through the description.
Okay. That's I mean,
like
that,
a good participant.
I mean, that's how the show usually goes.
Yes.
So, all right. A dark beast that has both the wings of an eagle and the lower body of a lion. They inhabit secluded areas deep in the mountains in the vicinity of desert ruins, and were once given a duty by the gods to protect their treasures sleeping within the ruins or the ruins themselves. Even in the present, they adhere to those duties and continue to protect the treasures. Their dispositions are extremely wild and ferocious, and they'll mercilessly attack and attempt to drive away anyone who approaches the treasures they guard, no matter who it is. They also have prideful and daring personalities, and it is said that they have even fought and driven away dragons who came to collect treasure. And so they look down on humans as greedy tomb raiders who are after the gods' treasures and display a haughty attitude. However, they are also firmly endowed with the monster's instinct to seek human men. Even before they changed into their current form, they were sensitive towards the desire that humans possess. And due to that, they're both able to sense the presence of Tomb Raiders and have had a habit of being more ferocious towards them the higher the intensity of the Raiders' desire. In the present, their ferocity towards men has changed from bloodlust to obscene carnal desire. And the stronger the desire possessed by a man is, the stronger their lust towards a man will grow, and they'll be dying to ravish him. Usually, other arrogant monsters regard humans as lowly creatures and hesitate to have sex with them, but that sentiment is nowhere to be found in the Griffin's case. They suddenly attack and attempt copulation without hesitation. They swoop from the sky and pin men down, and there isn't any way to prevent it. In the blink of an eye, they'll be straddling a man, and as expected, they won't hesitate to take his penis deep inside and shake their body with furiously wild hip movements. As the desire of men naturally leads them to come after the treasure, so too do the griffins enjoy the pleasure of violating and subjugating such insolent men according to their desire. However, while continuing to have sex like that, a change will come over the two. Because she is a monster and the griffin's body will charm the man through sex, his desire towards the treasure will diminish, and instead, it is his desire to have sex with the griffin will swell. Just like materialistic desire and the thirst for wealth, it will fan the flames of her ferocity. However, desire directed towards the griffin herself will raise not only carnal desire, but the monster's female desire to couple with the male. By providing her husband pleasure with her own body, which results in her husband desiring her even more, she'll experience ecstasy in a rapid heartbeat unlike anything she has ever felt before. She'll lose control and become engrossed in having sex with her husband. When it was directed towards the treasure I was supposed to protect, I only felt disdain or even halted towards the desire possessed by humans. I had no idea that it could be something so lovely and pleasant if directed towards myself. That last bit is a quote, by the way. As a result of changing so that she dotes on her husband even more than the treasure she is supposed to guard, she'll end up focusing on her husband so much that the treasure she's supposed to protect will frequently be missing from her thoughts. Thus, she may even neglect her original duty or something like that. Okay.
Okay. You first.
You, me first?
You first.
Okay. So I think this is pretty cute. This is pretty hot.
Okay.
Because you're literally, I'm trying to think. So basically, if you originally went into, like, a ruin area for, like, obviously treasure from the gods or what have you, but you end up coming out with a wife instead.
You came out plundering for a different kind of gold.
Yeah, you got a different kind of booty, Badoom Tish.
Oh,
man. So I think this is pretty good.
Okay, so I like herself and her disposition is good. I like it, but I also, I almost feel like this, for me personally, has been done better.
Okay.
By other monster girls and what she does and what she is.
Okay.
Like, if I, like, because my thinking was, oh, she's like a big, fluffy, big-tittied, fluffy girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like a moth girl for that. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Who was literally my mommy.
Yeah.
And then we had that, the centaur girl, the one,
oh,
the deer.
The reindeer one.
Yeah, and she had mommy energy as well. And it's like that kind of mentality. And I'm like, okay, I can fit that. Mm-hmm. With her, I see the biggest thing for me is I like her arrogantness. I like the, you being, I'm going to put you in your place.
Mm-hmm.
Arrogance will get you nowhere with this dick. So, I personally not a big fan of this. So,
okay.
Tell me your positives, because it's hard for me on this
okay.
one.
Okay, that's fair. So, positives for me on this one. Obviously, she is a guardian. She is a warrior, so you're going to have that sort of very toned, very sort of muscular physique to go with this. Not only that, but she could probably show you some crazy techniques in the bedroom, too.
Start shoving coins in your ass. Treasure!
Oh, my goodness sakes. No. What? I'm trying to think. Obviously, it is, You're getting both the bird, but you're also getting some lion in this as well. I like that sort of dualness in that aspect.
The only lion part is her legs.
True, but it could also be a part of her personality as well.
Yes.
Especially with the ferocity.
Well, that, she was talking about like ferocity with pride as well, so that probably goes with that as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think she's hot.
Yeah.
And this is a, I could appreciate from afar, but I'm not after the bird cloaca.
That's fine.
I'm not after that cloaca leg,
oh,
man.
Oh, goodness.
Prefers horse meat. She will eat your horse, girl. She's carnivorous, wild animals, except prefers horse meat. In this world where, like, monster girls exist, she wants to eat them. I don't like
not necessarily horse girls per se, but just horse meat in general. Just any sort
of half of her.
Goodness, any sort of carrion in particular. It doesn't have to be a centaur curse.
But imagine though.
That would be quite troublesome. Yes. What else? I like her hairstyle a lot. It's pretty cool. Wings, obviously a positive.
Big. That's what I'm saying. Like
gigantic wings.
Big. Fluffy wings.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, that's an amazing, that's a plus.
Oh, yeah.
Is big fluffy wings.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I also like, it's like, okay, so we've obviously talked a lot about like Dami Mami, stuff like that.
Yes.
But I like that even with, like, sort of obviously this very tough exterior, all that good stuff, there's still a little bit of sub in her. Just a little bit.
It's that's the you put her in her place thing, only for her to be like, you know, treasure's good, but dick is better.
And I kind of like that. I like this sort of, what would be the word? Sort of this,
princess-ish?
No, I was thinking more it's like the sort of reverse role sort of thing. It's like, obviously you expect her to be like an extremely dominant woman. And to an extent, she kind of is. But there's still some sub in her. And I like that aspect.
One of my favorite tropes is the spoiled, like, princess.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've said this before on a previous episode where it's basically like the hoity-toity pompous person being put in their place and then them loving it only to keep acting like it because they'll know that you'll punish them.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely love it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that being said,
yeah,
with this, I'm like, I don't know. I feel like after a while, she'll just give up and just become submissive and breedable.
I mean, you say that, but, I mean, that would, A, that would probably take quite some time, and B, I still think, because I think after the fact, after you're done fucking her, she's gonna go back, she's gonna revert back to that sort of pridefulness all over again, and then the mm-hmm. and then the cycle continues.
Yeah. I don't know. When it comes to physiology as well, I don't like the talons. Birds feel weird.
Yeah, I was about to say, hand jobs probably not gonna be great. Especially with the claws.
Yeah, the claws, terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Foot job, not a thing.
Not gonna happen.
Unless you're into that.
Unless you like living a bit dangerously, I suppose.
Living a bit dangerously, you have, okay, I'm looking at her,
uh-huh.
and her lower half is lion.
Okay.
Now, the important question.
Am I gonna have to get my phone and look it up?
Look, what a...
You know exactly.
The lion or the person?
We're gonna say person. We're gonna say person, but it's gonna be extremely hairy down there, which for me is a negative.
For me, it's also a negative.
Mm-hmm.
Is it gonna be like a carpet where you act like you're like, hold on.
No, I don't think it'll be that bad. I think it'll just be like, there's basically hair everywhere down there, but obviously there's a clear divot in where her actual, like, pussy is.
Yeah. Okay. No, I can't. I can't.
It's like, here's the thing. Just fucking her, like, just in general will be fine, but if I ever want to, like, eat her out, that's just gonna be a nightmare. That's the only reason why I prefer ladies to be, like, either trimmed or shaved down there. Is purely because when I'm eating her out, I don't want to get, like, a hair, like, stuck in my mouth and have it ruin the flow. It'll just break my concentration and it'll ruin the moment for me.
And it's the same with girls as well. They don't want to eat a hairy dick.
You'd be some
girls. Here's the thing. I've had one.
I was about to say, some girls are into that. And, I mean, hey, good for them. And I know some guys are into hairy pussies, like, exclusively
yes.
as well, and good for them.
Yeah, I've had one girl going like, why did you shave? And I just was like, what? I thought you would like this. It's like, no. I'm like, well, it'll grow back.
I mean, it will. Just give it time.
So it's one of those things. If you're into it, it's there. If you're not,
oh my goodness, no. At least for eating out, anyway.
How tall is she, you think?
Oh, she's...
She looks like 6 foot something. She looks like a tall girl.
I was thinking like 6 foot seven, 6 foot eight.
Yeah, that with that wingspan.
Yeah, that, oh boy.
She's got a tail, too. She's got a lion tail.
Yeah, she has a little bit of a lion tail, too. So, hey, tail job?
Very fluffy tail job.
Oh, yeah, but that just makes it better.
Okay.
All right.
We'll bring up the
thing. Oh, yes.
So I can't really think of anything at the moment else about this. I'm not a big fan of the birds.
Okay.
I don't like the claws. Mm-hmm. I don't like the half lion.
Mm-hmm.
Not a big fan.
You like the design, but not the animalistic traits she takes from.
I like her.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to fuck her.
That is fair.
Therefore, I can give this a two.
You're giving this a two as your final rating.
This is a two for me. I'll explain myself.
Okay.
For me, it is not... How do I describe it? It's not crazy enough,
mm-hmm.
but it's also crazy enough in the ways I don't like.
Okay.
So, I don't like the talons. Like, paws or whatever are fine on certain things, but not others. This is, like, the knot where everything is hairy down below, mm-hmm. and everything is... She doesn't look like she showers, either. Honestly.
I mean, depending on which god she's protecting, like, who... Like, depending... Let me rephrase. Depending on which god she's protecting the treasure for, if it's like a water god or something, there's bound to be like, so you know in like those like obviously Indiana Jones, Tomb Raider, etc. Like those kinds of movies, they'll sometimes have like waterfalls in like the architecture of the ruins.
Yeah.
So I imagine she would use something like that to shower or at least bathe.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
What if she was, like, in the desert?
Still. Again.
She finds an oasis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I still give it a 2.
Okay.
Out of everything that we've talked about before on the podcast, this is not... This is in my... Nah, I'm good, fam.
Here's the thing. Okay. I originally gave this, like, a six. I think I'm gonna give this a 4.
You went down!
I went down... And it's for one reason and one reason alone.
Really?
Yep.
You were hyping it up.
I was, and
normally
I was...
Really, you love the bird cloaca.
And I was really into this until the very hairy pussy part. That unfortunately, that just straight up will kill.
Okay, give a rating without it.
Okay,
it was clean.
If it was trimmed, I'd give this like I'd give this a 7.
Wow, 3 points for that, huh?
Yeah. If she is trimmed down there, if not, this gets a 4. Because, again...
No curtains.
I get too into the moment of eating a girl out, and then if something like that happens, it just breaks my concentration entirely. It just ruins it for me. Even if it's not the case for her, it ruins it.
Yeah, because then, like, this is, like, the first time, and, like, girl had, like... When she was doing it, going down on me, she had hair in her mouth, and she just every like 30 seconds, just plugging it out of her mouth, and I just went, all right, never again, never again,
never again. All right, and I think that's where we call it there. But what would you rate a Griffin Girl?
Please tell us down in the comments down below. Also, check out the wonderful artist for this beautiful Griffin Girl. Like I said, she's very pretty. I like her, but I don't want to fuck her.
That is fair. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to give it a like. If you want to see more, consider subscribing. And if you want updates on the show, consider following us over on Twitter. And we will see you all in the next episode.
Bye.